Shalom.
Ping an.
This morning, especially, I would like to extend our condolences to Jia Hui.
我在此时特别是为家辉弟兄愿意表示我的哀悼。
When loved ones pass away unexpectedly in some way, it's really hurting and it really affects us.
当家庭当中有人过世的时候，实际这种悲伤实际上是对我们影响非常大的。
We also remember Karen that we pray for her. Her father also passed away.
我也纪念我们当中的 Karen 徐姊妹，我也知道她的父亲也过世了。
Let's pray before we start the service.
让我们在开始今天正道之前，让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Father, we want to say thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We can come before you at all times.
我们可以随时随地来到你面前。
We can come to you at time of during good times.
我们可以在好的时候来到你面前。
We can also come to you during bad times.
也在悲伤的时候也可以来到你面前。
I pray that your comfort will be with Jia Hui and with Karen, especially today.
我祷告愿你的安慰怜悯可以临到家辉弟兄以及 Karen 姊妹身上。
At this time of loss, we need your presence in a special way.
在当我们丧失亲人的时候，我们真是需要你的同在。
Comfort the pain.
愿你抚平我们的伤痛。
And also encourage us and give us strength.
也再一次激励我们，赐给我们力量。
We pray this morning that you also be with me and the translator.
愿主在这时候也特别与我同在，也与我的翻译同在。
So we will be in an accord to share the word this morning.
所以我们可以有胆量释放你自己的信息。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today the worship leader has given me enough time to really to.Speak slowly.
今天我们的带领诗歌弟兄姊妹真是给我有时间让我好好准备，可以慢慢讲。
Thank you.
我们谢谢你。
The topic that I'm going to share with you today is a continuation of the series on Come Worship.
我今天将会延续我前面一直讲的这个系列，就是上行之诗。
And the topic we're going to share today is Fear the Lord.
我今天要与大家分享的是敬畏神。
In today's sermon, we have two main points.
那今天我们的讲章里面有两个主题。
The first main point is how may we receive God's blessings.
第一个重点是我们怎么样可以蒙神的福呢？
The second main point we are going to address is what are God's blessings.
而第二个重点我们要讲的是神的福又包括什么呢？
Let's look at the biblical background of the passage.
让我们来看看我们今天读的经文的背景。
Psalm 128 is the ninth Psalm of Ascent.
今天我们读的诗篇128篇是上行之诗的第九篇。
There are 15 Psalms of Ascent.
在上行之诗一共有15篇。
From Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
分别是由诗篇第120篇到134篇。
The pilgrim sang them when they were on the way.To worship at the temple in Jerusalem three times a year.
而以色列人每年有三度要上耶路撒冷去朝圣。
And also you see that the 15 Psalms of Ascent are divided into groups of three.
而他们去朝圣的时候，他们就有这个朝圣的诗篇。那这是一共有三个不同类型的。
We can use the three tiers to help us focus.
那一共有三组，我们可以分别来，他们有针对有不同的主题。
The first T 都是the first T is trouble。
那它分别可以用英文的三个 T 来表示，第一个是患难的时候。
And then the second in the group is always about trust。
第二组是信任。
Then the third one is the third T is triumph。
然后第三个是的胜利。
Psalm 128 is the third psalm in the third group.
而我们今天读的第128篇是第三组当中的第三首诗篇。
It's about the the result of the trust during time of trouble.
那也就是在我们经历患难当中的时候，我们怎么样得胜？
And then we can triumph in him.
我们可以在他里面夸胜。
And we do not know the author of the psalm.
我们实际上并不知道这一个诗篇的作者是谁。
But then those who study the psalm always group it as a wisdom psalm.
但是我们通常把它分类的时候，我们把它分成是一个属于智慧诗类。
It teach about the wisdom of Jewish life.
因为在这里面表达了犹太人里面的智慧。
Martin Luther called this psalm marriage chorus.
马丁路德称 此诗篇为婚姻颂。
Or home sweet home.
或者也可以称作天伦之乐乐歌。
I've been preaching here for a while now.
我实际上已经讲到有一段时间了。
Usually the church give me freedom whenever I feel like to preach.
实际上我已经可以很自由的，我可以讲我所愿意论述的讲道内容。
But I do receive one request. Pastor, can you talk more about family?
但是我很多时候就有教会里面跟我说，牧师，你行不行多讲有关家庭方面的
讲道？Especially how the husband should treat the wife.
特别是一个丈夫应该怎么样对他的妻子
？And then how should we deal with the children?
很多时候我们做父母应该怎么面对我们的孩子
？I won't tell you who, you'll never guess who, okay?
我不会告诉你谁会跟我提出这样的要求，我也不会跟你讲他的名字。
I'm not even looking at the person now.
我现在呢，我也不会把我的眼光注目到那个跟我提出这样要求的人。
But I take the request seriously.
但是我却把这样的要求很严肃的去面对。
For those who study the psalm, group the psalm together with Psalm 127.
很多时候我们把127跟128篇，我们把它结合起来看。
And they both talk about families.
因为这两篇诗篇同时都讲论到家庭。
If a church can be strong,
如果一个教会要强壮的话，
the family within the family has to be strong.
在大家庭当中的一个小家庭，它本身就必须要非常稳固。
The psalm has only six, but very beautiful verses.
虽然这个诗篇只有短短六节，但是它里面都是非常美妙，非常精简。
It has a very clear division.
我们在当中看见有非常清楚的分类。
Verses 1 to 4.
我们看见第一到第四节。
It's about the origin, or the source, or the factors for the present blessings.
我们可以看见一个福乐家庭的一个根源。
And then from verses 5 to 6.
而我们从第五到第六节呢，
It's about the future blessings of a blessed family.
我们可以看见一个福乐家庭的它一个愿景。
Okay, let's go into the first main point of the sermon.
让我们来到我们今天经文当中的重点第一点。
How may we receive God's blessings?
我们怎么样可以蒙神的祝福呢？
How, or in other words, you know, a Christian family, how can we build up a strong Christian family?
或者说我们在一个基督化的家庭里面，我们怎么样可以建立一个稳固的基督化家庭？
There are two factors of a blessed family.
在一个蒙福的家里面有两个要点。
And 128 verse 1 and 128 verse 4.
这个要素我们可以从第一节跟第四节里面我们看见。
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him.
乃是敬畏耶和华，在神的诫命当中行走的人。
Verse 4, yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord.
我们看第四节，看啊，敬畏耶和华的人。
It's very clear that the first factor that a good family should have is the fear of the Lord.
我们就看见第一个要使家庭稳固的要素，就是要敬畏耶和华。
All who fear the Lord.
就是说我们敬畏他。
The man who fears the Lord.
我们一个敬畏神的人。
There are not many verses.
并不是有很多的经节。
But you discover that there's a repetition. Fear the Lord.
虽然在这个诗篇当中没有很多的经节，但是我们却看见有重复提到敬畏耶和华。
It's like bookend, the front and the ending.
我们就好像看着两个书架上面的两边同时相互辉映。
Or you may ask what's the meaning of fear.
也许大家会讨论到底敬畏是什么意思呢？
Is everything from awe or immense respect to heart pounding fright?
到底是说让我很害怕，还是说我对他非常的敬畏的意思呢？
When I got married,
当我刚结婚的时候，
I gave my mother-in-law a lecture. I'm so sorry about that.
我给我的岳母训了他一段词。
I said, a good Chinese family should be like this.
我告诉我的岳母说，一个好的中国人家庭应该是怎样的。
When you are young, you listen to your children. I'm like, you listen to your parents.
就是当你年轻的时候，你听你父母的话。
But my focus is the second one.
但是我主要的重点，跟他讲的重点是我底下要讲的。
When you get, after you get married,
就是当你结婚以后，
you should obey your husband.
你要听从你丈夫的话。
And then when you're old,
然而当你年纪老的时候，
you should obey your children.
你要听你孩子的话。
You know it doesn't go well. 你don't lecture your mother-in-law, right?
你知道当我这样子跟我岳母讲的时候，你也可以想象后果如何了。
I still remember what she said to me.
我依然记得她后来跟我说什么了。
你真是大男人主义啊。
哎呀，Oh,
you're just such an egoistic man. So then she asked me, is that a good Christian family?
然后他就跟我说，难道这就是所谓的好的基督化家庭吗？
The husband want to be the greatest and your wife only listen to him.
难道这个丈夫在家里就称王，然后的妻子就百般顺服他吗？
The Bible teach, we talk about being obedient to husband.
是的，在圣经里面是讲到一个妻子应该顺服丈夫。
But the more important thing is you cannot obey the husband when the husband is not fearing the Lord.
但是呢，我们要知道一个非常重要的原则，你不应该听从你，当你的丈夫不敬畏神的话，你就不应该这样子顺服，事事顺从。
I always feel that if you fear the Lord, you treat your wife really well.
实际上我非常了解一个原则，当你敬畏神的时候，你就会好好对待你自己的妻子。
Fear means respect.
因为敬畏的意思代表尊敬。
Today we need this fear in us.
今天我们必须要知道敬畏的含义是什么。
I realize that there's a different standard about guilty or not in today's society.
今天我们在这个我们社会当中，你是否有罪是有一个特别的定义的。
As long as you cannot prove it, then you know our law say that you know you have the due process, then you are not wrong.
在今天的社会当中，如果你没有被证明有犯罪，你就不是一个罪人。
It doesn't matter if you yourself know that you did it.
不管你自己心中是否知道你有没有犯罪。
But whenever we do things as a Christian.
而当我们是一个基督徒的时候，
somebody says,
我们会有人说，
if both you and I keep quiet,
如果说你我都不出声的话，
then nobody knows,
我们只要保持这个秘密就没有人知道了。
I will respond,
那我会这样的说，
don't ever say nobody knows,
你千万不要说以为没有人知道。
You know,
你知道啊。
I know.
我知道。
And most importantly, God knows.
更重要的是神知道。
And so whatever we do,
所以当我们做任何事的时候，
It's not enough that nobody knows.
并不是只要让别人不知道就好了。
Put into today's world,
就好像今天的社会当中，
As you recall, I enjoy good food.
就好像说我自己呢是非常喜欢吃好吃东西的。
I am crazy about shopping, I can tell you that.
我可以很坦白跟大家说，我实际上非常喜欢吃鱼翅。
I don't buy, I like people to give it to me.
我不会自己去买鱼翅，我就是等着别人送我鱼翅。
So a few years ago, I went back to Hong Kong.
所以几年前当我回到香港的时候，
I saw a big bag of shark fin, one of the best type.
然后我突然看到一整包非常好的鱼翅。
And And I know, I can take it.
然后那个时候我知道我可以拿那包鱼翅的，
But then there was a problem.
但是有一个问题，
New Jersey just passed a law that you cannot bring in shark fin.
因为你我现在居住在美国居住的新泽西州已经通过一个法律，就是说你不可以把鱼翅带入境内。
Of course, I would not try to come to the United States, in a state where I can still bring in shark fin, right?
当然我不会说，一个州已经知道那是非法的，我会把这个鱼翅
No, I
带
will
入
not
境
try to find one that allowed to come in. I will not try to find a state that allow me to come in, so I don't come back to New Jersey. I can come through Oklahoma.
当然，我不会笨到说我带了一个鱼翅，我会跑到一个是非法禁止的那一州去。也许我就会先入境美国的时候，我先跑到其他州，然后我再想办法回家。
Surprisingly, I looked at the shark fin for a long time.
而在香港的时候，我就看着那一包鱼翅，我看了半天，
Should I?
我就想，我应该买吗？我应该拿吗？
What a waste if I don't take it.
如果我不拿这包鱼翅的话，这不是太浪费了吗？
I tell you at the end, I didn't take it.
我可以跟大家说，到最后我没有拿鱼翅。
And then I passed through Newark Airport.
然后当我回到这边 Newark 机场的时候，
In the past,
你知道在过去的时候，
whenever I go through the checkpoint, they will call out me only from a crowd.
你知道吗？以前我每次经过机场的时候，我总是被安检的人员把他被我叫我出来说，他要对我特别进行检
I don't
查。
know why every time.
我也搞不清楚，我也不知道，每次通关的时候，我总是被抽查。
I can come from England, I can come from Malaysia, I can come from Africa, they say come over here.
我每次不论是从英国回 New Jersey，或者说从马来西亚回 New Jersey，不论哪里回去，我总是被抽查。
Well, surprisingly, you know that time when it came back,
但是很奇怪的，就是那一次，当我回去的时候，
for first time, so you can go.
结果第一次，那个安检的人说你不用检查，你可以走了。
You know my first reaction.
你知道我心里在想什么感觉？
Oh, I should have bought it. What a waste.
我突然心里说："哎呀，我真应该把那鱼翅带回来，真是太浪费了。"
It's a confession, right?
那实际上这是一个认罪嘛。
Does it mean that nobody knows I can take a chance?
是不是只要没有人知道，我就可以偷偷的这样做呢？
I think God was teaching me a lesson.
实际上，我相信神正在教导我一件事。
Because if they check me that time, I say, "Oh, I made the right decision."
也许说那个时候，如果我真的被抽查的话，我心里就说："哎呀，我真是做对了。
You know what? You know what God wants me to say?
没带。"但是你知道神要我说什么吗？
When I'm not checked, I still say I made the right decision.
当我没有被抽查的时候，我心里还是继续说："是的，我做了一个正确的决定。"
Because even the customs don't know, God knows about it.
就算安检的人不知道，但是神知道。
There is a very famous Christian called Lawrence.
在有一个非常有名的一个基督徒，他的名字叫劳伦斯伯爵。
In the monument of his tomb.
在他 在他的墓碑上面。
Say this.
他在墓碑上面这样子刻着。
He fear man so little.
他说我这是一个不畏惧人的人。
Because he fear God so much.
因为他完全的敬畏神。
The fear is not it's not just about being afraid.
在我们这边讲的敬畏，并不是说害怕。
Afraid will take us apart, away from somebody.
因为惧怕可以把我们整个人给瓦解。
This fear is something that, come out of respect.
而这个敬畏是乃是因为尊敬而来有的一个感觉。
This kind of fear do not push us away from the Lord, but it will draw us into the Lord.
这一种敬畏并不会把我们推远离神，而反之把我们吸引到神面前。
And we need this kind of fear in the family.
实际上我们在家庭当中也必须要有这种敬畏。
And the second factor.
我们看见第二个重点
，We have to walk in obedience。
我们必须要有一个成为的敬畏的心，走在神的道路上。
who walk in obedience to him?
那谁可以走到神的道路上呢？
啊，
顺服他的道路上。
We obey God's word.
我们要听神的话。
When we listen to a sermon, we say, "Oh, it's for me."
当我们听个道的时候，我们要对自己说，这是这个道是为我而讲。
Sometimes I hear comments like this.
有的时候我听到有人这样子说
，Oh, what a miss! No, it's good if somebody has been here today.
哎呀，太可惜了，今天如果某某人来到这边听讲道就好了。
So we listen for other people.
但是我们觉得我们都是听别人听到。
But it's for us.
但实际上道是为我们的。
It's about me.
是为我们。
And then the meaning is also.The word can also translate as way.
而在这边，神的话语可以翻作是一个道路。
So it means the second factor, we need to walk in God's word and in His road.
也就是说，我们应该遵行神的话语，走在主的道路上。
What does it mean today?
那今天又对我们有什么意思呢？
I can say, let's HOCL.Have one insight every Sunday.
也许我对我们主爱之家来说，就是说我们每一个主日，我们找到一个，真理。
Can I challenge you?
我可以对大家有一个挑战吗
？Every Sunday morning when you listen to the preaching,
我们每一个主日来到我们这边听讲道的时候
，You write down one point that the Lord.Has spoken to you that day.
我们写下一个重点，那个重点是神对你所讲的。
And you practice it the coming week.
然后你在来的那一周，你就遵行它，去实行那个话语。
So if you are here 52 Sundays,
因此如果今天大家能够在这边做一年52个礼拜的话
，If you make 52 changes every year,
如果你这一年当中你做了52个改变。
Your life will definitely transform, right?
你的生命就会得到改变，不是吗
？Let's start with something simple but fundamental.
我们就从很简单、很基本的，我们可以一起来做。
Ask yourself, what is the one thing I learned this Sunday?
我们就问自己说，我们今天可以学到哪一点对我有益呢
？I will be very upset if I preach here for 45 minutes and at the end of the service you tell me I don't learn anything today.
我如果说大家做完礼拜，我已经布道了45分钟之后，然后你跟我说我实在一点都没有学到的话，我非常的难过的。
Don't ask me to come to preach anymore.
你就下次再也不要来找我来讲道好了。
But I pray that there's at least one thing the Lord has spoken to you today.
但是我真是祷告，愿意今天你真的在主面前能够得到一点学习的东西。
To be blessed by the Lord, there are two main factors.
我们可以从神那边能够得到祝福，需要这个两个要点。
We fear the Lord, we respect the Lord.
我们必须要敬畏他，我们要尊敬他。
And then we walk in obedience in His way.
以至于我们遵行他给我们的道路。
You may say, what's the catch? What is the point of fearing the Lord? What are the blessings?
那我们就会说啊，这个是会有什么问题吗？我们如果说真的遵行神的道路，我们可以蒙福吗
？What are God's blessings?
那我们就要想一想，神的祝福到底是什么
？This psalm tells us that the blessings are for the whole family.
在这边讲的福气，这个诗篇告诉我们，这乃是对我们的整个家庭是有福气。
We receive blessings.
我们第一个，我们得到祝福。
The way how the Hebrew psalm emphasizes something is using repetition.
我们当在希伯来作者在写任何著作的时候，当他重复某一句话的时候，就是他的重点了。
The word blessing is mentioned four times in different forms.
而我们这个诗篇当中，短短诗篇当中就蒙福这个字就重复了四次。
In verse one, it says blessed.
我们看见第一节这边说有福。
And then in verse two, blessings and prosperity.
而第二节这边说享福
，and then verse four blessing，
我们看见第四节这边说蒙福
，and then verse five bless，
然后我们看见第五节这边说赐福。
You cannot read the passage without realizing that blessing for the family is a result of fearing the Lord。
所以你当你读完整个诗篇的时候，你绝对会得到一个得到 结论就是说，我们要整个家庭要蒙福的话，就必须要敬畏神。
What is the meaning of blessing?
那到底蒙福是什么意思呢？
It can mean
福气什么意思呢？
It can mean prosperity.
在这里面可以说是一个祝福。
The strange writing at the end are Hebrew, okay?
我在这个大家看见投影上面的最后几个字是希伯来文。
It can mean prosperity.
在这边可以说是某一种的福气
and then,
好的事情。
Blessing can also be translated as happiness.
那同时也可以翻作喜乐的意思。
So, how can we be blessed? How can we be happy?
那我们怎么样可以有这个福气？我们怎么样可以有喜乐呢？
Fear the Lord.
我们必须要敬畏神。
Walk in His way.
我们也必须要走在神的道路上。
So, who will be blessed?
那到底谁可以蒙祝福呢？
Blessed father or husband.
在这边说是丈夫或父亲可以蒙祝福。
Verse 2.
那我们看见第二节。
You will eat the fruit of your neighbor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours.
你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
We know that the you here refer to the husband and the father.
我们在这边看到你这个字实际上是指丈夫或者父亲的。
Because of what you later use as relating to the wife as well as to the children.
我们看见你这个字后来就联系到接下来的经节讲到妻子跟儿女。
How can the father be blessed?
那做一个父亲怎么样可以蒙福呢？
For being able to work hard.
必须第一个。勤奋的工作
，eat the fruit of your neighbor，
你就可以从自己劳碌当中得到收成。
God does not want the father or the husband to be lazy and don't work for the living。
神不要这些做丈夫的无所事事，不勤劳。
Using the metaphor of a gardener，
我用一个花园来做比喻。
I have never seen a garden who's beautiful where the gardener do not work hard.
我从来没有看见一个很美丽的花园后背后没有一个勤劳的园丁在后面的。
As simple as a lawn.
实际上就好像草地也是一样。
You have to cut it.
你必须要去剪它。
You have to water it.
你必须要洒水。
You have to fertilize it.
你也必须要施肥。
You have to trim it.
你也要把它剪齐。
You put the trimmings in a basket for it to be taken away.
你也必须要把剪下来的这些杂草放在一边，把它丢掉。
This year I grew a lot of things.
今年我种了很多的东西。
But it was much less than a few years ago.
但是比起前几年却少了许多。
I gave them individual attention.
因为我每一株植物我都费尽我的心思去照顾。
I make sure I fertilize the female flower.
我特别是注意所有雌性的植物我特别的去施肥。
Oh, I'm so successful this year.
那我今年实际上是非常成功的一年。
Except the shark fin squash.
除了我今年要种的这个鱼翅瓜没有种好之外。
I have many flowers.
我家里种了许多的花。
That squash have a lot of flowers.
实际上我刚刚讲的那种鱼翅瓜它本身是有很多花朵的。
But I don't even get one fruit.
但是它长出许多的花却没有结果。
The reason in September, they start to grow.
原因是当在九月的时候这个植物开始停止生长了。
And the bees and the insects are not around to fertilize them.
因为结果因为这个天气的缘故所有的昆虫却没有在那边做撒种的工作。
And I was too lazy to go out to do my job.
然后我那个时候就懒了没有去做我该做的事。
So I can only blame myself.
所以我只能怪自己了。
Big plant, many flowers, no fruit.
我虽然都把这个植物种得很大有许多花却没有结果。
I did not do the most important step to fertilize the female flower.
我最重要的是让这个花粉去撒花粉的这件事情我没有做。
I always say that Pastor Hui is not a very clever person.
Pastor
Hui is not a clever person.
我常常说徐牧师，我自己徐牧师并不是一个聪明人。
My parents first said that to me.
我第一个，我自己爸爸妈妈就这样跟我讲。
And after some time, I accept the fact that I'm not very clever.
到最后我必须要承认，我不是一个聪明人。
But I praise God, I have a very good quality.
但是我感谢神，我却有一个非常好的特质。
I work hard，
因为我非常的殷勤。
Somebody they need 1 hour, usually 5 to 6 hours。
也许对有些人说做某件事只要花一个小时，但是我却花5到6个小时去做。
I thank God that I have the strength to work hard。
我感谢主给我有这样的力量去勤奋工作。
I think it's a blessing from the Lord。
我相信这是神给我的祝福。
When I prepare sermon, I can sit on the chair。For 4 to 5 hours without doing anything else.
当我预备讲章的时候，我可以坐在椅子上4到5个小时，哪里都不去。
I like working hard.
我喜欢勤奋工作。
But that is a blessing from the Lord.
这乃是神的祝福。
And we receive blessings and prosperity.
我们就是因着蒙福，我们得到事情的顺利。
We say blessing and prosperity will be yours.
我们经常说我们的蒙福，我们得到事情所有的成果及顺利乃都是神的。
It doesn't mean that prosperity and blessing will be automatic if we work hard.
我们在这边并不是说我们事事顺利乃是自然而然就有的。
But God give us blessing and prosperity.
乃都是从神而来的。
What does it mean for today?
那我们今天对我们又有什么意义呢？
Being a father in America is challenging.
实际上在美国做一个父亲是一个不简单的任务的。
I don't usually promote movies.
我并不是喜欢我通常不太宣传大家看任何的电影。
But in 2006, there's a film called The Pursuit of Happiness.
但是在2006年的时候，有一个特别的电影，就是追求幸福、追求快乐的这个电影。
Have you seen that before?
我不知道大家有看过这个电影吗
？It's a very good movie. It's a true story.
这是一个真实故事，是一个非常好的电影。
It's talk about a person called Chris Gardner.
在这边讲到一个男主角，他的名字叫 Chris Gardner.
He is a single father with a 5-year-old son.
他自己是一个单亲爸爸，而他自己有一个5岁的孩子。
Because of problem with the IRS, he ended up living in his own car.
结果因为他欠了国税局的钱，以至于他到最后无家可归，他自己睡在车上过活。
He invested in a lot of medical equipment where he has to be a salesperson to ask people to buy.
结果他就把自己所仅有的一点点钱就投资在去做一个医疗器材的一个推销员。
To cut a long story short is miserable.
我就长话短说，他到最后他是生活过得非常的苦。
One time he was stopping by a hospital near his parking space.To sell his medical equipment.
有一次他到一个医院去推销他要推销的医疗器材，他就把他自己的车子停在医院旁边。
And he saw a beautiful red Ferrari.
就在那个时候，他看见旁边有一个非常美丽、非常豪华的法拉利跑车。
He was very jealous.
他那时候看的时候，心中就非常羡慕。
He asked the driver.
他就问这个开法拉利的车主
，I will.Give my parking space to you if you answer 2 questions.
然后他就说，我可以把我现在停车的位置让给你，如果你可以告诉我我要问的3个问题。
What do you do for a living?
你是否可以回答我要问的3个问题？第一个，你是做什么的
？And how can you be good in doing it?
而你做这个行业，你是怎么样才能做得好呢？
It's not an endorsement, okay?
我在这边并不是要来推销电影，好不好？
The person answer, you be a stock
agent,
and then work hard on it.
你然后这个人就回答说，我所做的是股票推销员，股票经纪人， 而你只要在这个方面好好下功夫的话，你就可以成功。
And then when he passed by his son Baker,
然后那个时候，当这个男主角就回去接他，从托儿所去接他儿子的时候
，he saw on the wall and some graffiti.
然后他去接儿子的时候，就看见墙壁上有涂鸦。
Written this word, the pursuit of happiness.
就在上面用英文写的“追求幸福”
and
几个字。
With a P instead of an I in the middle.
结果在这边就看见这个上面的英文字拼错了。
How can you be happy? He said, you don't even know how to spell happiness.
然后他的心里就愤愤地说，你连幸福这个英文字都拼不好，我们怎么会有幸福呢？
He said Thomas Jefferson don't know even what it means. Our goal of American dream is the pursuit of happiness.
而他自己的心里想，当我们制定美国宪章的 Thomas Jefferson, 当他制定宪章说全美国每一个人都有追求幸福快乐的这个宪章的时候，但是他们连字都不会拼，我们怎么能够追求幸福呢？
Very good. and then to cut a long story short,
而我们再很简短的来说，
he felt that the lack of the energy,
他发现他已经没有动力了。
But then a pastor became his friend.
结果他发现有一个牧师成为他的朋友。
And he asked the friend to pray for him.
然后他就请求这一个牧师朋友为他祷告。
The reason why he said that when he was homeless, this pastor let him stay in his home instead of in the car.
为什么这个牧师成为他的朋友呢？就是当这个牧师发现他无家可归的时候，这个牧师收容他到教会来，到他的家来住。
His life turned around.
也因此他的生命得到一个翻转。
God became the center of his life.
神就变成他生命的中心了。
He put his trust in the God that he respects.
他就把他自己的信托交给神，他把一切事物。
It's a very touching story of an African American Christian.
这实际上这是一个非常感人非裔的故事。
Go and check Chris Gardner, a very interesting story.
所以请大家去查 Chris Gardner 他的这个自传。
So a blessed Christian family start with the father, the husband.
所以一个蒙福的家庭，它的起源乃是先有一个敬畏神的父亲。
Don't blame your wife.
先不要怪你的妻子吧。
Like Adam, when he do something, he didn't take responsibility, he blame his wife.
不要像亚当一样，当他面对问题的时候，他马上责怪他的妻子。
Ask yourself, the husband and wife, are you fearing the Lord? Are you walking in His way?
先问我们自己，丈夫和妻子，我们自己是否敬畏神？我们是否行在主的旨意当中？
And then we have the blessing for the whole family. The second part is the blessed wife and mother.
因此全家就蒙福。接下来我们就看，实际上妻子后来也蒙福了。
In verse 3.
我们看见第三节，
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
在这边说，一个妻子就好像一个多结果子的葡萄树。
The description is very interesting. A noble wife within the house.
我们在这边看见一个很有意思的描写，说一个高贵的妻子是在你的室内。
It talk about the wife being in the house.
我们看见一个妻子是在内室。
In the Old Testament, a noble wife stayed at home.
因为在古代的时候，一个贤妻乃是留在家中的。
Taking care of the needs of the home for the husband.
她是为她自己的丈夫家庭来做好预备，做好一切的供应。
I'm very blessed with a good wife.
我实际上是非常蒙福，我一个好妻子。
I never thought about it as one of the considerations when I married my wife.
实际上当我要跟她结婚的时候，我从来没有想到我的要求是什么。
My wife has two very good characteristics.
我的妻子她有两个非常好的特质。
First, she is a nurse.
第一个，她是一个护士。
When I'm sick, I'm the best nurse I can get.
所以每当我生病的时候，我有一个贴身护士好好的照料我。
And she's also Hokkienese from Malaysia.
而她也是 他是从马来西亚来的福建人。
And people said to me, if you marry a Fukinese wife, it's really good. They really look after their husband well.
我经常就有人告诉我，如果说你能够娶到福建老婆，你就有福了，因为他们特别对老公特别好。
I don't quite believe it because my wife left at 16 and she was in England.
实际上那个时候我听说的时候，我从来不信这一套。而当我的妻子离开马来西亚的时候，她才16岁，她就到了英国。
But then I really, really say to you that.Wow, she is really a good wife.
但是我今天可以跟大家说，真的，我太太真是一个好妻子。
Today, both husband and wife need to work.
今天，在今天的社会当中，许多丈夫妻子都要外出工作。
Noble wife, may not be home all the time.
也许一个贤妻不一定要待在家里。
But then the quality of a noble wife still stand.
但是一个贤妻她有的特质依然如旧。
It also mentioned that she is a fruitful vine.
在这边说到她好像一个多结果子的葡萄树。
The Old Testament Israeli families rely on many children to be successful in an agricultural society.
实际上在古时的时候，当你是否一个蒙福就是看你的儿女有多少。尤其在当时的农业社会。
The grape is important for drink as well as food.
而在那个时候，一个葡萄树不单单是吃，而要酿酒也是非常重要的要素。
If you know the characteristic of a vine,
如果大家知道葡萄树的特质的话，
It's different from a tree, apple tree.
实际上葡萄树跟苹果树是非常大的区别的。
A vine need to be clinging on something to be strong.
因为葡萄树必须要经常的修剪，它的枝子才能长得强壮。
It has to cling on somebody for support.
它必须要攀附在某一个支架上面来支撑它。
How can a family be blessed?
而一个家庭怎么样可以蒙福呢？
When the wife can cling on something like a vine clinging inside the tree.
就好像一个妻子就像一个葡萄树上，她如果能够攀附在一个支架上面成长的话，就有如妻子她有一个依靠靠山，就是她的丈夫她能在上面成长的话。
And it's a blessing if the husband is somebody that the wife can look into to be fruitful.
如果一个丈夫能够成为一个妻子的依靠能够成长的话，那是蒙福的。
When a husband say to somebody that, your wife is not clever.
如果有个丈夫，某人对一个丈夫说，哎，你的妻子不聪明啊。
Or the husband himself complain.
或者说丈夫自己开始抱怨了。
And then you have to say, you think about who make the decision.To choose a wife that is not clever.
那我们就要想想那个去娶那个笨太太的人是，他的智商怎么样？
I would never say that my wife is stupid. I would never say that.
我从来不会说我太太很笨的。
To start with, she's not stupid.
我们第一个，我们不可以说我太太笨。
And I don't want to say her stupid because I choose her, I'm more stupid.
因为如果说我太太笨的话，那我更笨了，因为是我娶了她。
So never complain your husband, wife is no good, your wife is not clever.
所以千万不要抱怨你的妻子不聪明。
I always admire a person called Susanna Wesley.
我非常敬佩一个历史上的一个姊妹，她的名字叫苏珊娜·卫斯理。
She is the parents of two great church fathers, John Wesley and Charles Wesley.
她乃是教会历史上非常出名的两位牧师的母亲，分别是约翰·卫斯理跟查尔斯·卫斯理。
I tell you sometimes I have only two children. I really feel that I have too many.
有的时候我觉得我光光两个孩子我就搞不过来了。
I think it's good.
但实际上这是好事。
People told me it's good.
因为有些人对我说有儿女是好的。
One son.And one girl, you add them together, 女子 is a good.
因为这中文来说，我有一个儿子，一个女孩，子跟女放在一起就是好。
I'm so worried.
但实际上我却伤透了我的心，脑筋。
I'm so afraid that some bad guy will take away my good girl.
因为通常我经常会忧虑会不会有坏人把我的女儿抢走。
And I'm also afraid that my son will be a bad guy and take away some good girl.
我也担心我的儿子会不会变成坏人把人家的好女儿给抢走。
I'm talking about two children only.
我想想我自己只有两个孩子而已。
Susanna Wesley has 19 children.
但是苏珊娜卫斯理她却有19个孩子。
And that's not the end of the story.
但是不单单如此而已。
She was the youngest of the 25 children herself.
她自己乃是生长在有一个25个孩子的家当中，她是最小的那一个。
Could something turn out good from that?
但是有那么多孩子能够长出好的下一代吗？
Yes, if you fear the Lord and you walk in His way.
是可以的。如果你敬畏神，行在主的道路当中，这就可以。
You can be fruitful.
你可以儿女满堂。
You can be noble.
你可以成为一个贤惠的妻子。
But you need to be a vine being able to cling on something in your house.
但是你必须像一个葡萄树一样，你能够在一个稳固的地方全盘而成长。
Of course, a blessed family also not just husband and father, not only wife and mother.
当然一个蒙福的家庭当中不单单只是丈夫、父亲、妻子、母亲而已。
You also have blessed children.
你必须也有一个蒙福的儿女。
Verse 3, your children will be like olive juice around your table.
我们看见第三节说你的儿女环绕着你的桌子好像橄榄树的枝子。
Imagine about like olive juice.
他在这边讲的就好像橄榄树的嫩芽一样。
In Judge, the book of Judge, verse, chapter 9, verse 8.
我们看见士师记第九章第八节这边说
The olive tree was treasured by Israel.
我们在这边看见橄榄树乃是被以色列民族所保存珍贵的。
It was called the king of all trees.
在那边他们称橄榄树为树中之王。
Olive oil was used for cooking as well as medicine.
因为橄榄油不单单可以用来烹饪，也可以用来做医疗用途。
And it's also used to, as part of the ingredient to ordain a priest.
而橄榄油也可以用来做膏抹君王之用。
And these olive shoots are young shoots shooting out from a very precious tree.
而这个嫩芽就是从橄榄树里面所成长出来。
If you are fearful father and mother,
如果你是一个敬畏神的父母，
you begin the base where your children can be like shoots coming out.
你就能成为你儿女发芽的那个基础。
And then he mentioned that.You can be around your table.
这边说你的儿女成群围绕着你的桌子。
A family with children eating around the table, so a family of harmony.
当你看见你儿女围绕你的桌子的时候，你就看见一个和谐的家庭。
I find it very challenging to have all my family eat together.
我现在发现很难把我的儿女都一起招聚来一起吃饭。
If all your children eat together around the table is a blessing.
如果你可以把你的儿女带到桌旁全家一起吃饭，实在是一个蒙福的事。
If you can eat together on the table in harmony is a blessing.
而当你的儿女都全家一起团圆坐的时候，还能和和气气吃饭，更是祝福。
Sometimes you can sit around the table, but you don't have a very peaceful atmosphere.
但是很多时候虽然全家坐在一起，但是也许那个气氛并不是非常融洽。
But then with God, you can be like children sitting around the table in harmony.
但是我们在主内的话，我们就可以全家坐在一起和谐的吃饭。
If you have young children,
如果说你有小孩
keep it once a day during dinner, you eat together.
尽量让你的全家能够在一起吃晚饭。
I tell you from my painful experience.
我给大家分享我自己非常痛苦的一个经验。
I always get the pain that our family don't eat together.
我实际上心我的 我的家庭不常常聚在一起吃饭，实在是我心中一个痛。
We eat together. We eat the same meal.
是的，我们是吃同样的东西。
I'm the chef. I cook every night.
因为我就是做菜的人，我每个晚上都我做菜。
How come I cook, we don't eat together?
那为什么我做的菜却我们没有一起吃呢？
Sometimes we don't want to eat the same time.
很多时候我们不希望一起同时吃饭。
To be worse.
更糟的是
We don't want to eat at the same place.
我们甚至不想在同一个地方吃。
People come and get their food and go to their room. I don't know whether your family is like that.
我的家里面是孩子就拿了自己的菜就进了自己房间吃。我不知道你的家是不是这样。
So when I look at this passage, you know, a family that's blessed by God, the whole family eat together.
所以当我看到这节经文说你儿女围绕你桌子的时候，就讲到这是一个温馨的一个画面。
It's wonderful to be a God family.
实在在主内实在是一个非常美好的事情。
The blessing can be a lifelong experience.
因为这一个祝福是一个一生的祝福。
It's not my word.
这不是我的话。
It mentioned that we can be blessed lifelong.
在这边说我们可以一生蒙福的。
Verse 5 and verse 6.
在这边第五、第六节这边说
May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
愿耶和华从锡安赐福于给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel.
愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
It mentioned we can have a desire fulfilled.
在这边说我们可以达成我们的心愿啊。
The word may in two verses appear four times.
在这边愿这个字在短短的六节经文里面出现四次。
The blessing of the family is not done yet. You still have things to achieve.
一个家庭蒙福不单单如此而已，你还有必须有一些事情要做。
Four mays.
在这边有四个愿。
But it's fulfilled.
但是能够得到如愿以偿。
Mention that all the days of your life.
然后之后是一生一世。
It mentioned, also about the nation.
甚至提到国家。
A nation can only be strong if the families are strong.
一个国家如果要强，他自己的底下的小家庭必须要兴旺。
It mentioned that nation can be enjoy prosperity.
在这边说一个国家能够兴旺的话
It mentioned about the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
在这边讲到耶路撒冷兴旺起来了。
I'm always happy to see a verse on the dollar note.
我每次看见我手上的一块钱的钞票的时候，我总是非常的喜乐。
There's a motto there.
因为在上面有一句话
In God we trust. You go and check. In the coinAnd the dollar note, in God we trust.
所以我们拿给美钞的时候上面写了一句话，就是在神里面我们彼此信任。
There's still a strong remnant of Christianity in our nation.
实际上在我们国家我们依然有基督教的价值观在里面。
I'm not an economist.
我自己不是一个经济学家。
I wonder how USA can not bankrupt. It really puzzles me. We are the country that owes the most amount of money, right?
我一直到今天我还是搞不懂这个美国这个国家怎么不会倒闭啊，因为我们这个国家是全世界负债最大的国家。
There are many things that I cannot get from Hong Kong, I get it here.
但是我很多东西我在香港买不到，我却可以在美国可以得到。
Oh, I feel that the remnant of Christianity rest the nation greatly.
我深信乃是因为这个国家依然有基督教的价值存在，因此神依然祝福这个国家。
I believe that if we are a great revival, our blessing will be more evident.
我相信如果这个国家有复兴的话，这个我们会看到更明显的证据。
Mention one thing, how can we be blessed lifelong?
我们在这边看到我们怎么样能够一生一世的蒙福呢？
Oh, and I found that the three generations together do appear in the Bible.
然后我发现这个三代同堂的这一件描绘果然是在圣经里面有出现。
May verse 6, may you live to see your children's children.
因为在这边就是说，愿你能够看见你儿女的儿女。
It implies that people live a long life.
在这边是指人可以活得长寿。
With three generations together.
我们看见三代同堂。
At that time, it's not usual to have three generations together.
因为在古代那个时候，能够三代同堂的这个年纪是不常见的。
Now is often.
今天我们是非常的普遍。
For the last 3 years.
你知道在过去三年当中，
I attend three very special funerals.
我去参加了三个很特别的追悼会。
That's one characteristic.
我发现他们都有一个特质。
All of them are over 100 years old. Can you believe that? Over 100 years old.
这三个我去参加追悼会的人都超过100岁，大家可以想象吗？
That's one thing my daughter do not like me to say.
这有一件事是我的女儿不希望我讲的。
But I like saying it too much.
但是我经常都忍不住还是要讲。
I told her that, you know, dad is getting old.
因为我女儿经常跟我说，我经常跟我女儿说，我爸爸老了。
I'm really getting old, really getting old.
真的，我真的要老了。
He said, no, 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 I need you to get me out.To my husband, I need you there.
然后我女儿就跟我说，不要这样子讲，爸爸，我希望你当我结婚的那一天，你可以搀着我的手去见我的我未来的新郎。
And I want to see your children.
然后我愿意看到你的
grandchildren
下一代，我希望你能够看到你自己的孙辈。
And then when you are old,
而当你老的时候，
I would like to be around you so that I can take care of you.
我希望就在你身旁，因此我可以照顾你，爸爸。
I can't tell you how happy I was.
我真的，我的喜乐真是难以形容啊。
Three generation together with your daughter saying that I intend to look after you when you're old.
能够想象到三代同堂，自己女儿说，爸爸，你老的时候我也会照顾你。你想我心中多快乐呢
？She's only 20 years old.
你知道她现在才20岁。
She cannot speak Chinese very well.
她自己的中文不是很好。
Now she cannot even write her name.
她现在连自己的中文名字都不会写。
But that she has one very good quality.
但是在她却有一个非常好的美丽的特质。
I really believe that God is working in her.
我相信神真是在她生命当中做工啊。
And then I realized that looking after parents is not just something Chinese.
你知道我发现要找这个特质并不是要找说她有特别的中国人的特质。
I find that it's something very biblical. You find the Bible. Look after your parents when they are old.
我发现要照顾你的父母尽孝道不单单是中国人的特质，我发现也是圣经上所讲的话。
It is a blessing to build your foundation on God.
而最重要的是，我们在家中能够根据神的话语做好这个家庭的基础。
There's a person called Jonathan Edwards.
而有一个人的名字，他是约拿丹爱德华。
He is one time the president of Princeton University.
他乃是在普林斯顿大学过去当中的一任校长。
He was a son of a godly home.
他乃是一个非常敬虔家庭的后代。
His father was a preacher.
他自己的父亲是一个牧师。
His mother his mother's father is also a preacher.
他母亲的爸爸，也就是他的外公，也是一个牧师。
Somebody make a history of this godly man.
所以有些人就去开始追溯这一个非常敬虔人的他的家族的。
To see the result of somebody who fear the Lord.
他们想知道那么敬虔人的一个家庭，他的后代会产生怎样一个结果呢
？And walk in the way of the Lord.
他们都行在主的正道当中。
And they trace 400 of the descendants.
于是社会学家就去查这一个家族，他400年来所有人家族。
Among the 400 descendants,
在他们400个后裔当中
，14 of them are college presidents.
其中14位成为大学校长。
There were 100 professors.
其中有100位成为大学教授。
And there are 100 of them who are ministers of the gospel, missionaries, or theological teachers.
其中100位又是牧师、宣道家或者宣教士。
And more than 100 of them were lawyers and judges.
另外有100位成为律师或者法官。
And 60 of them have been medical doctors.
其中60位成为医生。
As a matter of fact, you can see the American industry have its promoters, one or more of the offspring of the Edward stock, since the remote ancestor was married in the closing half of the 17th century.
实际上当他们追溯的时候，这17世纪以来，他们发现在美国所有的显出的各行各业当中， 都有他们后代的杰出人才。It's
good to be a godly person.
是的，作为一个敬畏神的人是蒙福的。Who
fear the Lord, put God first.
当我们敬畏神的神的人的时候，我们就把神放作第一位。And
walk in His way.
就行在他旨意当中。I'm
stopping here today.
我今天就停在这里。
Today's topic is fear the Lord.
今天我们要所跟大家讲的是敬畏耶和华。There
are two factors in a blessed family.
要蒙神福的话，有两个要素。The
first is fear the Lord.
第一个要素是要敬畏神。Not
the fear that drives us away.
这种敬畏并不是害怕让我们想躲避。It
draws us towards God.
乃是我们被吸引愿意来到神面前。
It can be translated as respect.
所以我们也可以把它翻作尊敬。
And then the second factor, walk in obedience.
另外就是遵行神的道。
We are blessing for the whole family.
以至于全家能够蒙福。
You receive blessing and happiness.
所以在这边我们就蒙到福气跟喜乐。
A blessed father and husband.
成为一个蒙福的丈夫或者父亲，爸爸。
A blessed wife and mother.
也成为一个蒙福的妻子和妈妈。
And blessed children.
也成为一个蒙福的儿女。
And we have a blessed long time blessing.
而不单单如此，乃是一生的蒙福。
Desire fulfilled.
然后我们心愿得以如愿以偿。
Four desires. Four of them.
这其中有4个心愿，
we can be a blessed nation，
而且我们可以成为一个蒙福的国家。
I really pray, you know, I don't want to be political. I don't know what is going to happen in Florida.
我真的也不知道，我自己并对政治不是很了解， 我也不知道在佛罗里达州的选举的结果会产生怎么样的事。
After Judge Carnival, and then this, I don't even turn on my TV now. I'm really tired.
当我们才经历过这个法官的认可之后，然后现在又发现这个选举产生的结果，我实在懒得打开电视了。
We need to go back to God. I really believe that.
真的，我们必须要回到神面前。真的，我们必须要这样做。
Three generations together.
最后我们有能够3代同堂。
I pray that I will live long enough to give my daughter away.
我真是祷告，愿意我能够活得够久，以至于我可以带着我的女儿去见她的新郎。
I also want to be a good American parent.
我也希望能够成为一个美国社会当中一个好的父亲。
When I retire,
当我退休以后，
I look after my grandchildren.
我可以照顾我自己的孙辈。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。 Dear Lord, it's only in you we can be blessed. And Lord, may we cultivate a heart that fear you, and we want to be close to you and walk in your way. So transform us and bless our family, and may we testify your blessing can endure forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.